Welcome back to Slice of Anime Life Podcast with Andrew and Dallas. Well, last week we talked a little bit about the top level One Piece characters. This week we're going to talk about something a little bit different. We're going to start out talking about Pokemon teams, what we like about Pokemon, and then we're going to start talking about what you should watch if you just start watching anime. We have a few different ones. My brother's really going to kind of take over that segment. But first, we're going to talk about Pokemon. Okay. All right. Well, Pokemon is something me and my brother both have been watching and playing since we were little. Pokemon is on, like, obviously some controversy of maybe being an anime, considered an anime or not. I know some people say it considered to be an anime.
I would say it definitely is.
Yeah. So, just kind of depends, but for the most part, we believe it to be an anime somewhat, right? So, we're going to talk a little bit about our Pokemon teams, maybe our favorite Pokemon game, and so forth. So, Andrew, I'll let you start talking.
Yeah, so the reason why we wanted to talk a little bit about Pokemon this week is it is and has been a huge part of our childhood. Pokemon has always been a thing. And again, it's been a thing since I was born. A lot of people know and see Pokemon as being westernized, where it got popular here in America and also got popular in Japan. It sprouted into a TCG card game. It sprouted into multi video games across Nintendo. Wizards of the Coast have, again, continued to make new cards and continue to grow the Pokemon brand. They've made Pokemon Go, which, of course, broke out during 2016 and around COVID kind of stalled a little bit, but there are still a lot of people that play. And so Pokemon is still huge and it's still growing. In fact, it's so big that a lot of people are taking advantage of Pokemon fans and are becoming scalpers trying to buy up cards. And again, I'm super against that. In fact, I found the first pack that I've ripped this year last month, and it's hard to get a hold of any packs now. But to get into it, Pokemon's always been a great thing. I'm just going to say what my main starter would be. We're just going to go as if we were creating a six-person team. I think that if I had any choice of the starters from any of the generations, I would go with Piplup. I know that's a maybe based answer, but Piplup has always been one of my favorites. Empoleon has been one of my favorite Pokemon of all time. And so I feel like I'd be doing a disservice if I didn't pick Piplup. I'm a huge fan of the water Pokemon, water types. So if I had to pick a secondary first Pokemon, I would probably choose Squirtle if I had to choose another starter. That's obviously even more basic, but Squirtle is just great. I've always loved Blastoise and that evolution line. So.
Okay, yeah, for me specifically, it might be a little bit different. Mine, maybe even be more mainstream, would be that I would pick Bulbasaur to be my main starter. My brother and I are actually joining a Pokemon D&D group coming up starting soon this weekend or next weekend. And my Pokemon starter that I have for that group specifically is Chespin. So it kind of depends. I would say definitely my favorite would be Bulbasaur. I'm only choosing really Chespin because it's connecting to what type of element, I guess, my Pokemon or my
trainer, gym leader.
Gym leader. I think your gym has. So that's why I'm choosing Chespin. But Bulbasaur is definitely my favorite. Another character, I guess, or Pokemon, right? Not character. Pokemon that I would want on my team would be Bagon, because one of my favorite Pokemon of all time is Salamence. So I'd really love to have him as a third evolution. I think that would be one of my top. My favorite Pokemon ever is a legendary Pokemon by the name of Dialga, whatever you want to call it. Have always loved him as my favorite Pokemon. My favorite game growing up easily was Pokemon Diamond. I did play the Pokemon Diamond remake on the Switch. I did enjoy it. However, I think that there could have been a lot of changes. I prefer Pokemon games maybe that don't have remakes, where they have straight up new Pokemon and new adventures is probably where I would prefer.
Or maybe if they made a game that is like a 1-to-1 replica would maybe be better. I'm not saying again that Brilliant Diamond was a bad game. Like, I think that it's good that it was updated, but maybe it would have been nice to just have a 1-to-1 replica of Diamond and Pearl on the Switch, or maybe if they end up doing a remake of Black and White or some of the other not as old games, if they put those back on the Switch, I think they may want to just do a 1-to-1 replica or completely change it to where it's not as similar. It's the same structure, like right. Similar gym leaders, similar Pokemon in the world, but that the game lines and the game play almost plays like Violet or like Sword and Shield.
Yeah, I mean, I think Brilliant Diamond especially was honestly pretty close to a 1-to-1 copy of
It was, yes.
But at the same time, I think that it could have been done better. This might be a little bit of a hot take, but I'm not really the biggest fan of like the legendary Arceus games, as well as some of the other games. Just not my thing, really.
But here's the other thing, though: you haven't tried it as much as others. So I mean, we are coming from a view of not really playing the game before. We've seen gameplay.
I played a little bit of it. I bought it for myself. I just didn't enjoy it. I couldn't really get past it.
You had the game?
I did have the game, yeah. I could not get past it. Think I chose my starter, which is Rowlet. I didn't really like the three options. I like Cyndaquil, don't get me wrong, but
Rowlet
was probably my favorite of the three there. And I chose him, and ultimately after that, the game just kind of fell flat to me. But I know a lot of people really love that game, so I'm not saying it's not good. Just for me personally, it wasn't like my go-to Pokemon game, you know?
Yeah, and it lost some traction. I think a lot of people revert back to playing on the old DS, or maybe if you can play it on the 3DS, the original either Platinum or Diamond Pearl, and that's just easier to play. I mean, we have one of our close friends, a huge Pokemon fan. In fact, if we could have gotten him on just to talk about Pokemon for the day, that would have been sweet. But maybe he'll want to join us for another Pokemon episode. But he's been talking to us about how he's been getting each of the old DS games, and many of them are expensive, but he enjoys more playing the old DS games and feeling that nostalgia than paying $500 for the new Switch 2 and waiting until the newest Switch games come out. He has never played Violet, never played Sword and Shield, which again is commendable. He likes the old style games and just recently got back into it, but it's still cool to see that, you know, a certain amount of Pokemon fans are not willing to quote unquote conform to the new games and stick with the old handheld DSs and still have some fun and stay in Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, I really did like Scarlet and Violet, and I've been trying and Sword and Shield, right? So I've been trying to talk to our buddy who is a big, obviously, DS or Game Boy playing fan to try maybe to get. I mean, you could probably get a really cheap Switch, just original Switch now because of the Switch 2 being out. You could probably find on Marketplace a pretty decent Switch. So I've been wanting to try to get him to play the new games. Another thing I was going to say too, if you're joining us for this podcast, at last week's podcast, obviously we got it put out around Thursday. Like we said, we're going to try to get it out on Thursdays. I know at the end of the podcast, we talked about getting our friend on who is a professional artist, right? Who has worked for animation in anime. Ultimately, we couldn't get a podcast out this Thursday because we just had some issues of making sure he could get on. So that's why we're getting this podcast out a couple days late. Kind of had to change up what our plan was. We will have him on the podcast at some point as soon as possible. But for now, we just kind of wanted to switch it up. So if you're like, well, I thought we were going to listen to a guy who has been an animator, well, I promise we will get you that soon. But for now, kind of had to adapt on the fly.
And who knows, maybe he'll come on around the same time as our other buddy who loves Pokemon, and we can have a really good discussion because both of our friends continue to love and admire Pokemon, however you want to say it. I know some people get mad when someone calls it Pokemon. I think I just got used to saying it when I was younger and call it Pokemon still, and I know a lot of people get mad and say it's Pokemon, but same thing. So,
it's fine.
for the rest of my team, if I were to pick like five other Pokemon, I would probably pick, if I'm able to use legendaries, are we able to put legendaries on our team? Sure. You think?
I already put Dialga. I still have three okay. more.
If I'm able to put team. Legendaries, I mean, just going off the top of my head, some of my favorites are Regigigas. Any of the Regis I love, but I'll stick with Regigigas as being maybe my number two member. Some of my other favorites are pretty simple. Like I said, I love Blastoise. Blastoise and the Squirtle evolutionary line has always been some of my favorites. Even though I said Piplup would probably be my starter, I would still put Empoleon, which again is his third form. If I had to choose a couple others, let me think. I might go with who am I thinking about? I might go with like a solid old pick. Some I wouldn't go with like a Charizard, but maybe I would go with like a really cool Politoed. Politoed's such a cool Pokemon. Any of the Polys, right. And then if I had to go with like a newer age Pokemon that I really really enjoyed, you know, I might go with Come back to me. I'm trying to remember what the one Pokemon is. But if you want to share a couple of yours, and I'll see if I can remember here within the next couple minutes.
Honestly, I don't know. I haven't really thought too much deeply about what my six would be. Maybe, I don't know, really. I really like Inteleon as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would put Inteleon. I just like his moveset. A lot. Sobble is a good Pokemon. I will say this. Most of the time, I will always kind of gravitate towards the grass Pokemon for the starter. So that being said, normally I would pick the grass. And I like Rillaboom a lot too. But I just, something about Inteleon, I remember when me and my brother started Sword, we actually shared a Switch at that point. So we had the same Switch and we just kind of had to select as we went. My brother is maybe more of a water type, I would say. Definitely. You could say I'm a starter picker. So we decided to kind of compromise. We picked Sobble, and honestly, I really, really like Inteleon. I love some of his move sets, especially at that third evolution. So I think ultimately I would want Inteleon on my team. Yeah, there's a few others. Like, I don't, honestly, I haven't really thought this far into it, really. Maybe I would say maybe Totodile's third form for Alligator. I don't want to keep picking too many starters. I know there's tons out there that I'm just forgetting. There's that one stone Pokemon that I would want on my team, but I just can't remember his name from Sword and Shield. He was like a...
Yeah, I remember who you're talking about.
Come back to me about that. Maybe I can look up the name. I'd like him on my team.
Yeah.
And there's other ones that I'm forgetting. There's so many Pokemon out now that there are plenty that I really enjoy and would want on my team.
Yeah.
But
I like the ones I was forgetting about, and I know now is Manaphy. I really like, again, water types. I'm a huge fan of Palkia, so when my brother, of course, chose Dialga as one of his favorites, I had to go with Palkia because I know that was one of my first games, and I really, really enjoyed it. And then one of the other ones that I thought was really, really cool is just the Wailord. He's never been one of my favorites or my favorite, but any large water types are just the coolest. I also am really, really – I really like Clough, the crab from the newest game.
Right. He's pretty funny.
Especially the shiny version when it's blue. I mean – I think that's just so cool and it's not unique in any way. I mean, they've done it before, obviously, with Kingler, but, and he looks very similar too, but I love the shiny version, with the blue. I love that.
Right.
For my favorite Pokemon game, though, that's going to be a little bit difficult. To go back to nostalgia, I really, really enjoy some of the older games. I've played, of course, the Brilliant Diamond. I've played Platinum, Pearl, Diamond. I've played Black and White. I've played X and Y. I've had all the Switch games other than Legends Arceus. And out of all those, I think the one that I enjoyed the most, I mean, was probably the one I hadn't said yet, was Heart Gold and Soul Silver. I think I had such a strong connection to the DS back in the day when Heart Gold and Soul Silver came out, and I had to play those 24/7. And I remember all of the legendaries and every single Pokemon I had on Heart Gold and Soul Silver, and those were probably my favorites. I really want to replay those and just feel that nostalgia, because when you're playing games like that, it's just, you can't get enough of it. If you remember the old times of when you played as a kid, it's awesome.
Definitely. No, for me, I think I mentioned it just a little bit ago. I would have to say specifically that my favorite Pokemon game that I ever played probably was Pokemon Diamond or Platinum on the DS. I just really, really enjoyed that game a lot. But you know what? As of late, I just remember how much I really, really enjoyed playing Sword and Shield. You know, even just looking back, thinking about some of the Pokemon that I played. You know, the Pokemon I'm thinking of, that I was thinking of, was Stonejourner. I really like Stonejourner as a Pokemon. Yeah, really, really cool. But yeah, I love Sword and Shield. I wouldn't maybe put it up there with Pokemon Diamond, Pokemon Platinum, but it's up there as one of my new favorites, Pokemon Sword and Shield. But I did really like Pokemon Scarlet Violet too, don't get me wrong. I think there was a lot of good things about it. I beat the game pretty quick. Actually, I still have to beat the unfortunately, I still have to beat the DLC. I just haven't really got around to it. Ultimately, after we got the game, kind of, I got a teaching job, and I've kind of been busy. Haven't really had a ton of time to play it, or I'm usually playing other things like Fortnite and other stuff on my Xbox, so I don't really have much time to play it. But I guess it's kind of my fault, I guess.
Can I just mention one more? I mean, yeah. I forgot about one Pokemon in particular from the newer games. Wigglet, like the water type version of Diglett that like sticks out of the ground. If you're walking down by the beach in Violet, you can see, or Scarlet, you can like see long looking Diglett sticking out of the ground, and they're just funny as heck. And since it's a water type, it's super, super valuable for me, for my team, especially when I was playing through the games. I had Wigglet and the evolved form used quite often, and I loved the moveset.
Yeah, no, I mean, I really like Scarlet Violet as well. There was one other Pokemon that I guess I could say. I think I have one.
Wugtrio is what I meant.
Wugtrio. Okay, Wugtrio is a pretty solid
member. It's silly. It's so silly, really. In all honesty, it's so silly, but I mean, it's really cool. I do enjoy it.
I think my favorite Pokemon from the new game, and probably who I'll round out being on the my team, I've mentioned five so far, so Dialga, Stonejourner, Bulbasaur, Totodile. I think that's it. And then my sixth one would be probably Tinkaton. I really like him on the new games, especially. I like steel types. Fairy and steel types are pretty cool. So I definitely would have probably Tinkaton. And lastly, I'll kind of say my least favorite Pokemon, I think, ever. And I think he might have even been on the new game or not, is Shroodle. I think Shroodle's the worst Pokemon they've ever made. They probably should have never. It just looks so ridiculous. You know, and I get that they're trying to make as many new Pokemon as possible, but it just looks so terrible to me. You know, at least Cloth, like Andrew said earlier, is a cool looking Pokemon. Shroodle just looks terrible.
They've changed. I mean, they definitely have made so many new versions of Pokemon that are like a basket and some keys, Klefki and Vanillice and Ice Cream Cone and like all these Pokemon.
That's better than Shroodle, though. I mean, it's a normal poison type.
I think they're losing. I think they're losing the, I guess you could say, the flair with it. They're kind of just coming up with things out of thin air and saying, hey, can we make a vanilla ice cream cone into a Pokemon? Can we make a fire extinguisher into a Pokemon? I don't think that's a thing, but like they're just maybe looking at things around the room and saying, hey, can we make a door into a Pokemon? Can we make a refrigerator?
Or something.
Yeah. You know? Can we make a compass? Like, I know that, again, they're the ones that are making the games. They're the one that are making the cards. They're the one that are making everything. And the Pokemon team has the right to make whatever they want. But I just think they still need to use some magic and, you know, continue to grow their brand. But yeah,
like for example, in the DLC with the new Raikou and all these kind of new forms, what did you think of those specifically? I thought it was kind of.
I mean, I didn't really see much of them. I never played the DLC, but I saw what they all looked like. And again, the newer versions, the one that looked like it was a mixture of Raikou and Thundurus, it definitely shocked me. I mean,
it's just weird. It's like a giraffe looking.
Yeah, well, maybe not Thundurus. I only said Thundurus because it looks like the neck is like a giant
giraffe rig, cloud. Maybe you could say.
Maybe it's a mixture of Raikou and giraffe rig, and maybe has like a almost looks like a cloud around its neck. Like it's a very interesting looking Pokemon. And again, I'm not upset. I like those better than some of the ones they made a couple, like two gens ago when they first put out Sword and Shield. I thought there were a couple in Sword and Shield that weren't that great. Again, I have to go back into the filing cabinet to see which ones I hated, but I know there was a couple that I just really despised in that game and some that I really did not like in Violet and Scarlet either. Right. So it depends. Some just look all wonky. Right. I really wasn't a really big fan of the one I really didn't like in Scarlet and Violet was Bombardier.
Yeah, that was I didn't think it was that great either.
The only reason I think it was okay is because it was more unique than some of the other ones. Like, it was maybe a little bit more unique than Wigglet. You know, Wigglet's kind of just copy and paste of Diglett, but different. But I don't know. I just thought, you know, the stork or the swan carrying a little, like, whatever, its tail or something, it just... or its flap. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, which is kind of confusing. And I don't know. I think we have too many birds in the game already. We've had too many.
Right.
And I think they just need to make some new changes. And who knows? Maybe it's time to just say, hey, enough with all the new types.
Right.
I'm not saying to not think of any new Pokemon because they need to continue to build. But
like maybe. Berserker, or I mean, there are some I really like. Like Ursaluna, I thought was actually pretty cool. Like having a third form for some old Pokemon, but it just kind of is a weird addition that they just randomly throw together. You know, now they're doing even some newer ones of third forms that never were around before. So I get that it can kind of be. It's hit or miss, in my opinion, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I do think, again, Pokemon's just such a big deal, and of course. It's something that we both love and care about. And again, I'm going to always have my opinions about what they should do in the future, but I think they of course have the reins and they'll do what they want to do. And I'll probably still buy the games and still look at the cards and still talk about it all the time. It's just something that, you know, if you're a Pokemon fan, you'll understand. You have your thoughts about.
Right. Well, I was looking at the Pokemon Sword and Shield. There's like the ones like Dracozolt, Arctozolt, Dracovish, or Arctavish. It's like,
yeah, those were iffy.
Kind of like, what is going on? I get it. It's like they're trying something new, but it just doesn't work, in my opinion.
Yeah, those were strange.
Yeah. There are some newer ones like Iscue, I think, was a new one from that game. It was really cool. Duraludon was really cool. I liked Applin and its stuff. I liked
Applin. I really did like.
I liked Graplock.
At first it was like, but then I ended up liking it a lot.
I liked Graplock. I liked Phalanx. I think those were cool ones. I don't know. There's like, I don't know. I didn't really like Silly Cobra or Sandaconda. I thought those were whatever. I thought Cramorant was pretty cool, like as a bird compared to like Bombardier the year after. I liked Cufant and Copperjaw. You know, those were kind of some cool ones. I actually didn't mind Sword and Shields as much. There's a few, like the Arctavishes and that is kind of like, what are we trying to do here? But at the same time, there were some cool additions, I think, that were, I wouldn't say needed, per se. But in a way, I thought they were pretty cool. Like, I don't know if Durant was a new one or not. I think it wasn't, actually. I'm just trying to think of ones that were just kind of regular. Like, Roly-Coly, Carcoal, Colossal. Those ones were pretty cool. So, yeah, let's move on from Pokemon here, I think, and we'll start talking a little bit about if you're new to anime, what you should watch. I know my brother, obviously, is even more of the anime connoisseur, you could say, than me. Obviously, we both do the podcast. I've seen a decent amount of anime, but he's seen
I'll make an assumption and say you've maybe seen like 15 at the most. like, which is very slim.
Yeah, it's not a lot. But not
bad. I mean, you've seen a lot, and again, you're
I know a lot. Even though I haven't seen a lot of anime, I still know a decent bit about a lot of anime, too. It's just some of them I don't know as much about.
Yeah, and I told him a lot about the ones I've seen. I haven't counted as of recently, but I've seen it fully through at least over 150, and then I've stopped watching at least 50 or 60 more. So I've seen around 210. Again, some of which I've seen all the way through, and some of which I haven't. I've come up with a little list here of some that are beginner friendly animes that have a really good main character, a pretty decent plot. Some of the flavors of anime are like action or genres, action, supernatural, fantasy, psychological, sports. I have some for each of those. So I'm just going to kind of go down my list of what I really think would be friendly, beginner friendly, and some that you might want to check out that, especially if you're new to anime, you can try and join the community and actually enjoy yourself. Some of these are great. What was it, Dallas? I can't hear you.
Okay, just never mind.
Okay. I can't see what you're saying. That the first one I wanted to talk about is That Time I Got Reincarnated Into a Slime. One of my favorite anime within the last couple years. Has a great backstory, super special in my eyes, and actually one that I got quite addicted to. I would say that Rimuru, the main character, Rimuru Tempest, I can kind of give a little bit of a background about how his life starts and how the background is. He's a 37-year-old. He's an older guy, older gentleman, lives in Japan. He ends up dying. I'm not going to spoil about how he dies, but he then gets reincarnated, which means he gets reborn into another world as a slime. Okay, sometimes you think slime is a little bit weak. You think of slime as being some of the weakest in the fantasy world. They're not strong. They're kind of crappy. But in fact, Rimuru is extremely strong, and his slime abilities and slime powers are out of this world, or out of, like, off the charts. The reason why I said this is good for beginners is that it's fun. It's extremely fun. It's easy to follow. The reincarnated part, getting born into a different world, is like maybe the most difficult part to follow. But everything else, his power-ups, his abilities, the people he meets, the civilizations he tries to build, it's all easy to follow. And it's your typical fantasy. It's great. And humorous. That's what I mean by fun, too. It's extremely funny. And again, I could probably watch the first two seasons of That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime at least multiple times over. It's extremely good. The most latest season definitely built up more action, and it was extremely eventful. And without spoiling much, I will just leave it at there's a lot of action. It's a lot bigger and better than you truly think. It starts out almost feeling like a slice of life and very whimsical fantasy, and then really picks up some action and has some amazing characters like Veldora and other characters, which I will not give away. And it's only going to continue to get better. So I know I've talked to you a little bit about slime before. Have you seen this show at all? Have you seen the poster at least?
I think I've seen a little bit of the poster, but I have not seen the show, no.
Okay. Well, definitely worth a try. It's one that I think you should watch. I know you have a lot on your list, but definitely Slime is a great show, and yeah, it's good for all ages too. It's good for young kids. It's really, really good for teenagers and young adults. Again, you could probably even have your grandparents watch it, and they might be intrigued. It's very funny. Cool. I'm going to go over one more, and then I'll kind of throw it back to you and see if you want to add anything else, because I don't want to talk everyone's ears off. But another one I wanted to talk about is for you sports lovers out there. It's different. There are a lot of great sports anime out there, such as Haikyuu, Welcome to the Ballroom. Some other ones that I've seen include Blue Lock, great anime. There's also Yaomushi Petal, and all these different ones. The main one I'm trying to think of is, Slam Dunk, right? So some of these crazy old animes. Which
what's that old boxer one?
Hajime no Ippo.
Okay.
And I have never seen that one, but I think it's good. And, okay, one I have seen, Megalobox. So there's all these different animes that focus on sports and some great fighting and action and great one-on-one battles in the realm of sports, not necessarily hand-to-hand combat unless you're talking about the boxing ones. But one that's not mentioned as much is called Remain. Before I go any further, I'm not sure if Remain is going to be getting a second season. It had one season. It was produced by Bandai Namco. And so I am going to just talk about a little bit about the backstory, what it exactly is about, what type of sport are we talking about here, and then tell you guys that even if it's just one season that you should go watch it. Remain focuses on Minato. He is a water polo player. He gets in a car accident. I remember at the beginning of the show, it's a little confusing because he's in a car accident. He's in a coma and he loses the last 3 years of his life. So he forgets how to play water polo. All of his teammates around him want him to succeed. They want him back on the team. They want him to do what he's always done best, and that's be a water polo player. And not only was he the best, he was the best of all of his teammates. He was their guy. He was the lead scorer. He was the guy. So again, he loses his memory. He doesn't know about water polo. He loses a lot. And again, he ends up leaving the team and going to high school as a normal kid. And eventually finds his way back to water polo, playing on a different team, and eventually has to go up against his original squad that he kind of fell away from at the beginning of the anime because of his coma. And so it's pretty crazy. I think it's really highly emotional. There are likable characters. You definitely feel for Minato. Of course, water polo isn't your average sport, but it's one that's very interesting. In fact, watching this show helped me understand a lot more about water polo, how it's played, how important it is, and how much it is played around the world. It is still a big sport. In fact, it's in the Olympics. It's one that we see every 4 years when the Olympics comes back around. And every once in a while, if you're looking on college sports, sometimes they do even have college and world stage for this, which I think is pretty crazy. And so that's definitely one I think you should check out. The team dynamics are good. I love his new team, and the rivalry with his old team is great too. So I'll throw it back to you real quick, and then I'll share a couple more if you
want. Yeah. So one that me and my brother both have seen a little bit of, I don't know if I actually fully ever ended up finishing it, but it's an anime that was one of the first animes that I ever watched. Okay. It's called Radiant. Okay. It's a French made anime. It's a Japanese it's French made, but it's a Japanese style, right? Okay. The main character, his name is Seth. He is a sorcerer, and essentially he is cursed with what is called the Nemesis, right? He kind of goes out to try to find this Radiant, okay, which then is kind of the source of this, what the Nemesis is. Ultimately, instead of joining the Nemesis, he wants to kind of fight against it, trying to be better of himself, right? So he finds people along the way. It's kind of a little bit of a magic. If you think about Black Clover, if you think about Mashal, it's not quite the same way, but it's very similar in many ways. Okay, obviously he doesn't have no magic, or he's a sorcerer, right? So he does have magic. It's but if you're going to connect it to any other anime, I'd say to connect it to those. It's one I think you should give a chance just because it's made by the French. I think it's a really cool and interesting adaptation of their like style of a Japanese anime. So if you're interested in finding a new anime that you might want to watch, I don't think that it is still around. I think it's completely done after one or two or three seasons. So if you want to watch three seasons of a French-made anime and kind of just at least examine how it was, I think I would give it a try. It should be out on Crunchyroll. It should be out on other platforms, but would really like you guys to check it out. It was one of my first introductions. I remember when we first watched the anime, I told my brother, I said, hey, get a Radiant or get a Seth sticker, and we're going to put it on your car to promote Seth because we think he's a good MC. I'll be completely honest, he's not nearly the MC of Asta or
Mashle, but he still was a cool show. I'd give it another watch, and maybe I might even go back and watch it again, to be honest with you.
One thing, can I add about Radiant too? Just because I'm super glad you brought that up, is that Radiant reminds me of like a normal, typical shonen, but it's super colorful, super bright. Reminds me a lot of like, if you've ever seen Fairy Tail, it reminds me a lot of Fairy Tail. If you're a huge Fairy Tail fan, it's very similar. And one of the things I love about it too is there's social themes at play as well. They treat these infected sorcerers who have the nemesis like outcasts. You know, they treat them terribly, and so you see social themes at play. You see how Seth is treated, and you kind of want to root for him. You really do. As time goes on, you want to root for him. And again, he might not be the most likable main character. He might not be the best. In fact, we know he isn't the best. Just in my opinion, I know he's not the best. But the show is very, very bright. And again, I hope I can go back and finish it one day and see truly how his story ends. That is one in particular I never finished. I don't think either of us finished it.
I didn't either.
But I think we got pretty close, and I do remember what we had seen. Because again, I think the reason we never finished it is because we moved away. We no longer were able to watch it together, and that used to be one of the ones we watched together. Yeah, it was one that we would watch together, and hopefully now maybe we can finish it and talk about it again. And you know, maybe not put it up there with the best, but
it's definitely give it not up there with the best. And I'm sure there are plenty of people that would probably give bad reviews about it, to be honest with you. But I will say one other thing before we move on to the next one and I give it back to my brother, is that it has a really, really one of my favorite intro songs ever in an anime. Like, it's so fire, the intro song for that anime. So I would definitely, if anything, give it a chance just to listen to that intro song. And if that's all you listen to, it's fine. But that's such a fire intro song. It's up there with some of the best, in my opinion.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I'm glad you brought up Radiant. I was going to maybe talk about it too, or I thought it was one that would be great to discuss, and I'm glad you did. Another one, I recently talked with my friend about a month ago, and we had talked about a show that is on Netflix. If you have the chance to watch it on Netflix, you should. It has a really great, more unique 3D animation style, which again, a lot of newer age animes are using. They're using some sort of 3D animation style. And I think this one's one of the better ones. It follows a man named Kamen. The anime is called Dorohedoro. It follows a man, or a lizard man, named Kamen. He has a lizard head, and he's known to have a lot of amnesia. He lives in a violent city. There's a lot of crime going on, and he kind of works to works around magic users. He hunts them down, figure out who is transformed, who has transformed him. Someone obviously changed his body, changed his head into a lizard. He's trying to find those people, to stalk them down. And it's pretty crazy. This show is generally for older teens or adults. So it's something we definitely want to tell you, is that if you're watching with kids, or if you're watching with younger people, make sure that you know this is more for older teens and adults. It has a very dark comedy. It's very violent. There is a lot of blood, but again, it's weirdly funny. It's visually appealing. It is so awesome. And it's the animation just looks amazing. I don't care if they use 3D animation or not. I loved it. It's great. And again, it's out of my head what the main villain is named, and or what they're all called, the group of villains. But the storyline and how it finishes, at least for the first season, is one of my favorites within the last couple of years. And so just even talking about it on this podcast makes me want to go back and rewatch it. It's definitely darker, more offbeat, but it's one you should check out. It is so good. It plays more as a fantasy and maybe a thriller. Definitely good. I think what we'll do is I'm going to just talk real quick about the four or five that we just discussed, and just share a few more without discussing the main plot points. I'll just share a few more just by name. If you're looking for fantasy for early fans, if you're looking for fantasy, you should start with Slime. You should start with Reincarnated into a Slime, or Sword Art Online. Definitely, those are a must if you're a huge fantasy fan or if you like isekai, where you're born into a different world. If you're looking for that sports or slice of life, you should give Remain a try. It is a very heartfelt underdog story. It is worth the try. If you want those classic shonen adventure that's similar to fairy tales, something that's bright and colorful and just amazing, you should give Radiant a try. Even if you don't like it at first, give it a try. And then if you want that dark, weird aesthetics, the world building, and you want a lot of blood and gore and comedy, you should go and watch Dorohedoro. Definitely a great show. I think that I'll say one more thing, and then I'll let Dallas finish us off here. Is that hopefully next week we can get our animator friend on, or our other close friend. Whenever we have people on the podcast, I think it makes for a great time. And hopefully we can get them on soon and we can discuss more interesting topics. I'd love, again, to get on the topic of what it takes to be an animator. And hopefully next week we can discuss a little bit more about some underrated picks on anime, or really just have some fun and talk about what we've been watching recently.
Yeah, I'm kind of just going to reiterate what my brother just said. We're finishing the podcast here. But ultimately, hopefully next week we can get our buddy on. That would really be appreciated. We'll talk with him and see what we can do. Hopefully we'll be able to get it up on Thursday. Honestly, next weekend is going to be quite busy with me specifically. I'm a tennis coach and also a teacher, so I have a lot going on this week. I have multiple meets and a tournament in the weekend. We also have Labor Day coming up as well. Right, so a lot going on, unfortunately.
At last resort, I mean, if we need to, I could always do the podcast. If you're too busy, I could try to do the podcast one-on-one, just an interview with Avery, if he'd be willing to do that. If you're too busy,
it'll be fine.
We'll make it work. So yeah,
we'll try to get it done on Thursday, probably. I mean, we do have that one thing Thursday, but we'll try to figure it out. Okay. Well, that being said, we really appreciate you coming and listening to the podcast. We'll be up next week at some point, regardless if we'll just get it out. I promise you guys. Okay. Hopefully it's with our buddy who's an animator, but if not,
Make it good.
Yeah, we'll make it as good as we can. It was great talking with you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope to see you next week.
Peace.